I am Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality to the so-called American Negroes, my people. They are so-called because they are not Negroes, nor are they colored people. They are descendants of the Asiatic nation from the tribe of Shabazz. They has been in the Western Hemisphere for now 400 or more years. To be exact, according to the teachings of Almighty God, Allah to me, 405 years they has been in the Western Hemisphere serving the white man of America as a slave. And today he has come to the point or to the crossroads where that he must make a choice for himself. He must be taught and he must be taken under considerations. And under considerations he has been taken by the Lord of the worlds. The Almighty God Allah has chose for himself the so-called American Negroes from the tribe of Shabazz to make them his own people. This may not look so good in your eyes for Elijah Muhammad to be telling you these things on this hour, but if you only will think and even remember the time, you will agree that Elijah is preaching this doctrine at the proper time and any time that you should think well for yourselves. Both sides, both races should think well. Making a mistake in these days and time between the two races may mean the destruction of one or both. The American so-called Negroes were brought here by one John Hawkins, a slave trader of England. The first fathers of ours was landed on the western shores of what is known today to be the Western Hemisphere or America. Central America. America today has had these people for these 400 years without giving to them justice or even freeing them so that they could go for justice to some other country or to other people, preferable their own kind. They today has kept the so-called American Negroes here for their own purposes, treating them like animals. The American Negroes today thinks that he is all right and feel proud to say that he is American. This is due to the lack of knowledge of the poor man. And we does not make fun of him for saying these things. We does not look at him as a man that is well educated in the knowledge of self. Therefore, we passed up all of this talk as one, or rather coming from one, that actually do not know himself nor his kind. The American so-called Negroes are without the knowledge of their history. They know nothing about their history beyond the entrance into slavery in America. They have no knowledge of their people's history. And therefore, without this knowledge of self and their own kind, and without the knowledge of those who has enslaved them, the white race, for the past 400 years, and without the knowledge of God Almighty, whose proper name is Allah and his true religion, Islam, this makes the American, so-called American Negroes, blind, deaf, and dumb, as prophesied throughout the Bible and the Holy Quran. They are referred to as blind, deaf, and dumb, and as dead. A mentally dead people, because they know not themselves, nor anyone else, nor the God of heaven and earth, nor his real religion. So therefore they have been brought up off of the teachings of their white slave master and his children. And that teachings that was given to them by their slave masters was to keep them a slave. And the teachings that they get from his children, the slave master's children, is to continue, keep the Negroes in dark, in ignorance to the knowledge of the truth. And the so-called American Negroes being brought up from the cradle under the teachings and guidance of their slave master and his children, which mean to say by their own open enemies, today feel that they are really satisfied to live and continue to follow the guidance of the slave master's children. This is very bad to say. I would say it should be an insult to the educated so-called Negroes of North America. But it is not. It is not an insult if you see what they are trying to do and what they are doing. It is not an insult. They take it for pride to be called an American Negro, because they knew nothing other than what their slave masters taught them and what his children has taught them, or rather is teaching them. Now today comes the time when that this people should be separated. And they actually don't want to be separated. Why? Because they don't know who they are. They don't know where to go. And they don't know the people that exercising power over them. So therefore, they are a prey in the hands of their slave master's children. And the time is now that they must know the truth of themselves. They must know the truth of the slave masters and his children, that race of people that enslaved them, and that race of people who made merchandise out of his father, his mother, his children, and today are still bent upon keeping them blind to the knowledge of their salvation, which has now come and knocked upon their doors. I say we must know these things, and the God of heaven and earth is with me to tell you the truth, whether you accept it or not. Now, if we would study the history of our people being brought into America for the purpose of being made nothing but slaves, servants for themselves, we can easily see just why that there is no freedom, no justice, no equality in sight for this people, the so-called American Negroes. Even at this late day, in the race that he's in, the white race, they are not going to give him no equal justice. How can they, when that is not in their very nature, and they didn't bring him here for that? They didn't bring fathers here to give to them equal justice. They didn't bring fathers here to free them, to give them equal freedom. No, sir. They brought our fathers here for slaves to do their work and to use them as they saw fit to do so. And they are continuing to do so today without the knowledge of the poor so-called American Negroes knowing these facts. I say that I am glad and I am happy that God has appeared to give to us that which we could not get ourselves, bring to us the knowledge of ourselves and our kind, and the knowledge of our enemies, who has openly trampled us underfoot and has shedded our blood throughout the country, not 400 years ago, but at this very hour, they are still shedding the blood of this poor so-called American Negro out of justice. They can't give the Negro justice because that their nature is against such, as I repeatedly say. The so-called American Negroes thinks that he can get justice from the American white people, but he cannot. It is against their nature to do that. They don't give justice to themselves. And this, you must know, that you are under a people that by nature they cannot do good by you. It is not in their blood. It's impossible. They was not created and put upon the planet Earth to rule our people under a law of just and righteous. No, they were put on the planet Earth to rule our people under evil and injustice, and to destroy them, to kill them, and that they are doing and has been doing ever since they've been on the planet Earth. They have murdered our people and continue to murder them. And they not only murder our people, but they murder also themselves. They are bone murders. They are created to murder. Therefore, don't expect anything other than that. Don't expect them to do righteous by you, They cannot do righteous by you. They don't have that in them. Therefore, I, Elijah Muhammad, tell you the truth that God has given to me. And if you want to believe it, it's up to you. And if you reject it, it's also up to you. You won't do anyone any good or harm but yourself. You won't do us any good for accepting it, and you won't do us any harm for rejecting it. It will be your own good or your own harm that you will do. Whatever way you choose, it will be for your own self. And think not that you are helping us. Think not that you are helping God. You are helping yourself if you will accept the truth and do righteousness and get away from evil doings. Practicing evil will not win you a place with God, nor will it win a place with you. With your own people today, it won't win no place, nowhere in the universe today. For the evildoers are now being gathered together by the all-wise God Allah to punish them and to destroy them for their evils that they has done to the righteous people for the past 6,000 years. It was under the first president, George Washington, that our people was brought into slavery in America. Now, here he thinks more of this. George Washington thought more of sopping some black molasses syrup to his taste, or satisfy his taste for syrup, than he did for the freedom of a so-called Negro. He would give that Negro just for some black molasses, or he would give that Negro for a drink of rum. Think over the value that they has estimated you to be in their eyes. Just think over these things. You are not any further today than you was that at that time. You are not valued anything in their eyes any more today than you were in those days. I said this is enough for any so-called American Negro to think twice. What good have they done for you when their vice president was your enslaver? And what have the last president, what has the president that is in Washington today did about granting to you freedom, justice, and equality? And what kind of freedom, justice, and equality will he give to you? You must remember, you should think and think in a very hurry and not delay. I say to you, remember that if the first president were the one who enslaved our people, and we has been in America for 400 years, and not one since George Washington has ever declared you to be an equal human being before the law of justice as he himself has never considered you as being one that should exercise freedom as he enjoys it, to be his equal. There is not one that ever considered you on those such terms. They all has considered you as a mere piece of property that is owned by them, and that they do as they please by you. This you must bear in mind, that today is the day of decision. You must make a decision today. God Almighty is with us and in our midst to bring about a change and to offer to you and I the door of heaven to freedom, justice, and equality. It is up to you and I to choose him or reject him for our slave master and our slave master's children who has ruled us ever since that the slave master said that you and I were free, and has never yet carried that into practice. We are not free yet until that we have shaken off everything that goes for our slave master. When we have forsaken everything that goes for our slave master, then we are free and is in a country to ourselves and living our own way of life. Then you are free. But as long as we are living the life of our slave master's children and in their country and living under their roof with them, we are not free. We are not equal. We are not justified as being their equal. I say we must choose today. We must choose one who will lead us into that heaven of freedom, justice, and equality. And that one is Allah himself. You will not find him today in America. You cannot find a man of the white race to choose to give to you equal freedom, justice, and equality with the white race of Americas. And you shouldn't look for it. You nor I should not even think of such. But what we should think of, we should think this, that we here for 400 years working and slavering and dying under the lash and under the powder and shot of our slave master and his children. Remember that. Dying under the lash and under the shot and powder of our slave master's children. Should think well that we would be better off if we were separated and put in a place to ourselves and let us go for ourselves, live our own life from out, from under the shadow of murder and death by our slave master's children.